Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is heating up as both parties focus on the most sacred piece of real estate in the world, the Temple Mount. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The headline, Jewish-Israeli members of Knesset defile the Muslim holy sites, according to Mahmoud Abbas. They're talking about Muslim holy sites. I would imagine that they're talking about the Temple Mount. How do they claim the Temple Mount as a Muslim holy site?
The Palestinian Authority claims the entire Temple Mount as a holy site. They claim the Western Wall as if it was a Muslim holy site. They lied to their people for many, many years, saying that it never was a Jewish holy site. There never was a Jew who prayed at the Western Wall. And that, he says, because the Jews have no connection, never were in Jerusalem, there never was a temple. It's all fictitious Jewish history. We're dealing with a Palestinian Authority who has rewritten all of history, taken the Jewish people out of the land, put themselves there in our place, and therefore everything is Muslim holy sites, and if a Jew goes to the Temple Mount, it's defiling a Muslim holy site.
One thing that is true in this pronouncement from the Palestinian media, that the Jews want to build a temple on the Temple Mount, and in particular where that gold-domed building is located. Now that's a true statement, but the Jews are not willing to start construction of the Temple Mount, are they?
The only thing that is actually even being proposed, they're talking about building a synagogue, essentially. I mean, the Temple Mount is gigantic. Now there are two mosques on the Temple Mount, the Silver Dome and the Gold Dome. But there's plenty of room. And again, the fear is, and Israel is giving in to threats of violence and terror. Of course it should be considered. If it was synagogue that was there and the Muslims wanted a mosque to be nearby, Israel would be giving in. But Jews don't go around killing Muslims when there's an affront to our religious feelings. But Muslims are taught by their leaders that this is something that they should do. And when they do go out and kill an Israeli, they're rewarded.
Itamar Marcus with details behind the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as both parties are focused on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Itamar's report is tangible evidence that Zechariah, the ancient Jewish prophet, Zechariah was right when he wrote the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, that Jerusalem will be the center of controversy in the last days. The conflict between the Palestinians and the Jews over the Temple Mount will only intensify the closer we get to the return of Jesus Christ. Jesus, when he does return, will build his temple on this sacred piece of real estate. And that's found in Zechariah chapter 6, and verse 12. This conflict over the Temple Mount is simply a precursor for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...